back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about the fact that the enthusiasm gap by Democrats is waning as we approach the 2022 elections and midterm elections. And at the root of it is, you know, a continued debate between progressives and moderate Democrats. And, you know, it is at one hand, a debate that has to happen as a changing of the guard, if you will, is starting to take place. Younger elected Democrats are running for office and being seated. And I think that number is going to continue to grow. And Democrats are caught in this changing of the guard, if you will. And we're going to spend, actually, to be honest with you, we're going to spend some time talking about that phenomena throughout the entire show about the changes that are taking place in this country that many people are not willing to look at. And I think that many people seem to believe are going to be negative for this country, but I think in the long run are going to be good. You know, nothing stays the same, and so things are going to continue to change in this country. But to totally blame Joe Biden for these things, let me point this out to you. Oil prices tumble. This is in the New York Times today on a report that Biden will tap emergency oil reserves. Now, all he did was say that I'm going to tap the 550 million barrels of oil reserves that the United States has. And there's a reason that we have those 550 million barrels or so of oil. And it is to deal with issues in times like these. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Dave from Mequon.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl.
Let me ask you, man. How much of what is happening right now in this country with the oil prices, with inflation? How much of that is in your mind because of policies of Joe Biden?
About 60-65%.
Okay. Explain that.
So if you look at where the gas prices were and where they were right before Ukraine started, the war in Ukraine started, it was already in the mid-threes already, at least around here locally. Now it's up around four, and that's obviously due with the constraints with what you see going on over there. But, you know, I had a friend that works at Exxon, and what's happened is the lease renewals for the Gulf of Mexico have to be redone every 5 years. And what happened was President Biden has decided that there was going to be any more offshore drilling. And when they did release it to his benefit in this case, because he really didn't want to do it, he was forced to do it. Another judge said, you know, due to climate change and what have you, they're not going to allow, I think it's just July when the leases come up, as far as like renewal for another 5 years, that might not happen. And if that does not happen, there's going to be more of a oil shock because, again, when you limit supply and you need it, it automatically goes up. And so that's why he's tapping into the reserve right now, because we have artificially created our own constraints to the oil that we do have currently, including natural gas. Natural gas is much more plentiful, and there's been talk about building additional refineries, but they've been blocked every single time. And Biden just announced, I think it just a few days ago, we're going to be sending like literally billions of cubic feet of natural gas, liquefied natural gas, to Europe. That means we're going to have less here in the United States because, again, you know, it's wonderful if you can drill it and what have you, but how you deliver it if you're not allowing any pipelines, you're not allowing any ability of transporting oil or gas or what have you, it's impossible. So they're not going to drill.
Well, you know what, David, Joe Biden, part of the reason why Democrats got elected and Republicans lost favor was the fact that many people wanted to see a change in what we do in this country, and they wanted to see, they were tired of climate change that they attributed to what we do in the way of pumping gas and, I mean, oil. And and so, you know, he responded to the people who clearly there's a whole segment of people in this country, at least 50-50, who disagree with additional, you know, oil pumping and fracking in this country. And so even when Donald Trump came in and opened things up with fracking, 50% of the nation was opposed to that. And so America became the number one producer of oil in the world under Donald Trump because he opened up reserves that many presidents before him, including Republican presidents, refused to do because of the fallout, because of the fallout of it. So, yeah, so gas prices certainly went down. But there are people who don't think that to save a couple nickels on gas now is worth mortgaging the future of this country and people who will come after us and tapping those reserves so early. Yeah, we've had over 200 years of reserves of oil that America knew about and that under Donald Trump started pumping.
And what I was going to add to you, so I agree with a lot of the sentiment that you just said there, but I would add this, that, you know, China has ramped up coal production like you can't believe. And to make the solar panels that everybody is, you know, with the green energy movement, there was something in the Wall Street Journal just a few months ago. The amount of coal that is being burned to manufacture these solar panels is astronomical. I don't think people even realize that that's even going on. So China, so whatever we do here, and John Kerry even mentioned this early part of last year, even if the United States did not exist, and there wasn't any people here whatsoever, the amount of natural gas and oil and other stuff between what China is using and what India is using is more than offsetting. Now, the flip side is, why is that? The reason being, obviously, when you tap into resources like that, there's a lot of money, obviously, in oil and coal and natural gas and everything else. That makes some people extremely wealthy. It's what has made the world turn for, as you said, you know, for quite a while now. And the thing is this, you know, with the way we have to look at it with CO2, and this is what I learned in school. So this is the way I look at it. So yes, we are contributing to CO2. However, the flip side is when you have people that are growing vegetables and fruits and other things, and they make a greenhouse, the greenhouse is filled up with a lot of CO2 additionally to make the food grow. So according to NASA, and nobody really talks about this either, the planet is actually getting greener due to the CO2 levels, so that food production actually is going up. So there is a silver lining with that.
So Dave, I don't want to get bogged down in that part of the science. What I want to say to you and others who are listening is that there have certainly been inflated prices for barrels of oil as people are gouging this opportunity. They're gouging the American people and the world because, you know, as you stated, there's certainly less oil because Russia basically is not pumping the amount of oil that they normally would, and they've been pulled off the market. But the point I'm making is, you know, President Biden talked about releasing 1 million barrels of oil a day for the next 180 days. And right away, just by mentioning that, the prices of oil, barrels of oil, started falling. Which perfectly points out the gouging that has been taking place.
No, because that essentially replaces the oil that Russia is not sending to us. They were sending us about 800,000 a month. We go through 20 million barrels of oil a day, it should be noted. So we consume 20 million plus barrels of oil a day. And if you look at the overall number, Canada now
I've got to go to a break. Hang on. Sure. We'll come back on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.